it in my own hands so that you may wear it. فَأَخَذَهَا النَّبِيُّ صلى الله عليه وسلم مُحْتَاجًا إِلَيْهَا. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam took it, being in need of it. Yeah, we explained yesterday in Hazrat Muhammad Masihullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that his style was, if anybody gave him anything, he would take it with two hands, humbly take it, and he would make it as though he was in need of it. So the person that is giving the gift also, he feels nice. That I gave this person a gift so nicely, he appreciated it. Therefore, many times you'll find our pious people, Abu Zulghanuddin, if somebody gave them, for example, a jersey or a jacket, or gave them something, even though they didn't need it, but they'll make sure that they'll wear it for a few days or for an extended period of time, and then they'll change it and they'll wear something else, just to honor that person that had given them the gift. Not that they wanted a gift or they are looking for gifts, but just to make the person feel nice that he went out of his way. So to appreciate, so Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he obviously needed it here, and he appreciated it, so he took it. So this is the style of our Kabir, this is the style Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has shown us, that when somebody gets something, the Shaykh Zakaria rahmatullahi alayhi explains, that when somebody gives you something without you asking for it, and without ishraful nafs. Ishraful nafs means that where a person is not desiring for something. He can be desiring, not desiring for it, and he didn't ask for it. Therefore, there's a nice poem, Jo bhi mila mange bighir, is behe maza befit. The person on his own came and gave it. So here Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has taught us something, that a person, a woman had sewn it, hand woven it. So he needed it and he took it, appreciative of it. فَخَرَجَ إِلَيْنَا وَإِنَّهَا إِزَارُهُ. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam wore it as a lower garment, as a lower garment that he would wear. فَقَالَ فُلَانٌ أُقْسُنِيهَا مَا أَحْسَنَهَا. So one person saw him and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam wore this thing, as he said, that how beautiful this thing is looking, give it to me to wear. فَقَالَ نَعَمْ. Immediate response was, yes, I'll give it to you. فَجَلَسَ النَّبِيُّ صلى الله عليه وسلم فِي الْمَجْلِسِ. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam just sat there where he was in a majlis, in a gathering, assembly that was taking place. ثُمَّ رَجَعَ فَطَوَاهَا. Then he went home and he came back. He returned. فَطَوَاهَا, he folded it. Another lesson we learn here is he could have just given the shawl like that. But he made it a point of folding it neatly and giving it neatly. From our seniors, our Buzranuddin, etc., we find that they take a lot of pride in this. Even their own clothes, or even their clothes that they now that needs to go and be put or stored away, they would fold it very neatly, they would keep it away. Sometimes you'll see them traveling in an aeroplane, they've got to take out a jacket, they won't just take it and push it into the cabin. They'll take it, they'll fold it neatly and they'll put it. My Ustad Hazrat Mawlana Abdul Haq Magdasab, sometimes you'll notice that there's a big crowd in the nikah waiting. But once he performs the nikah, he'll be very sure, or very careful, that the nikah paper he's folding must be from side to side, corner to corner, it must align up correctly, then he'll fold it very neatly and then he'll give it to the groom. So to show us that in all these simple things, they're very important lessons. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam could have just taken the shawl and given it to this person. He took it, he folded it up neatly, and now he brought it. ثُمَّ أَرُسَلَ بِهَا إِلَيْهَا. And now he sent this, that he sent somebody to give it to this particular person that had asked for it. فَقَالَ لَهُ الْقَوْمَ مَا أَحْسَنْتَ لَبِسَهَا النَّبِيُّ صلى الله عليه وسلم مُحْتَاجًا إِلَيْهَا. So the people now, they reprimanded this man that had asked for it. They said that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had worn it, he needed it, he was in need of it, and you asked him, you haven't done a good thing. ثُمَّ سَأَلْتَهُ. Then you went and asked him for it. وَعَلِمْتَ أَنَّهُ لَا يَرُدُّ سَائِلًا. Whilst you know full well that he doesn't refuse anybody. So now if somebody has got this tabiat of not refusing, then you should never ask a person like that. فَقَالَ إِنِّي وَاللَّهِ مَا سَأَلْتُهُ لِأَلْبِسَهَا. So this person said, wallahi, I never asked him so that I can take it now and start wearing it. But the reason I asked him, إِنَّمَا سَأَلْتُهُ لِتَكُونَ كَفَنِي. I asked him so that this could be my kafan. I like it so much that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had worn it and I wanted it now to be my kafan. قَالَ سَهْلٌ فَكَانَتْ كَفَنُهُ. So Sahal, this report of the hadith he mentions, that now that became his kafan. Rawahu al-Bukhari. When this person had passed away, that cloth that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam wore, that now became this person's kafan. Today's hadith and Abi Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in al-Ash'ariyin idha armalu fil ghazwi. Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu says that the tribe of the Ash'ariyin, this Ash'ari tribe, that when they provisions would run low in a battle, or qalla ta'amu iyalihim bil Madina, or the food of the family that is left in Medina, now the food that is left is gone very low, what this whole tribe would do, jama'u ma kana indahum fi thobin wahidin, in a very big cloth, they'll all gather, the whole tribe, they'll all gather all the food that they've got in one big cloth. ثُمَّ اقْتَسَمُهُ بَيْنَهُمْ فِي إِنَاءٍ وَاحِدٍ بِالسَّوِيَّةِ فَهُمْ مِنِّي وَأَنَا مِنْهُمْ. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam This first, before Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned, Abu Musa Ash'ari radiallahu anhu is saying what they will do now, they will gather in a cloth, and then they will now divide this thing between them, fi ina'in wahidin, in one utensil, bisawiyya, equally they'll take this now and divide. For example, if 10 people had come from the tribe, they'll take the provisions, and they'll divide it equally in 10 ways. So that person that came with more, now he might be going back with a little less. That person who had less, now he'll be taking a little more. It showed the spirit of brotherhood, the spirit of love and muhabbat that they had between them. That whatever we had, let's put it together and let's take from there equally. So this was the high level of muhabbat that they had, spirit, brotherhood, unity that they had. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam loved us so much, he said, فَهُمْ مِنِّي وَأَنَا مِنْهُمْ. These people are from me and I am from them. So happy he was with the action of brotherhood and spirit of brotherhood that he said these words, فَهُمْ مِنِّي وَأَنَا مِنْهُمْ. These people are from me and I am from them. What a beautiful praise you can get from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this hadith shows us that the spirit of brotherhood is something that is really encouraged in Islam and really encouraged in deen. So therefore we should go out of our way to see how we can enhance and engender the spirit of brotherhood, starting first from our own family and then moving outwards. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.